Welcome to this podcast produced by Imagine, your resource for early childhood music therapy. Imagine is produced by Della Vista Publisher and can be found on the web at www.imagine.musictherapy.biz. This podcast is entitled Music Therapy for Young Latino Children Can Be Culturally Relevant and Divertido and presented by Lee Morris. Music needs to be mindfully chosen and client-centered when used in interventions. In this podcast, Lee Morris shares her experience with preschoolers with special needs of Latino heritage and discusses her perspective on cultural relevance in music therapy. She also introduces ways to practice cultural responsiveness through song structure, instrumentation, and movement and dance.
There's an ever-increasing awareness of the importance for music therapists to ensure that the music used in interventions be mindfully chosen and client-centered. The selection of music that is consistent with the client's preferences and culture conveys trust and respect and factors into the meaningfulness and effectiveness of the intervention. This holds true even for little children who may be too young to have developed a personal taste in music or to be able to convey their preferences, but will still have a comfort zone of musical repertoire related to their exposure to family culture and background. There are many things we as music therapists can do to maximize the cultural relevance of the music we utilize in therapy. In this podcast, I am going to focus on three categories: song structures, instrumentation, and an accent on movement and dance responses. Let's start with song structures. Latin American music is an amalgam of the musical heritages of Native Americans, Iberians, and Africans, and is represented by a wide range of instrumental and song forms. The most pervasive aspects of the European influence are modal and tonal melodies, symmetrical melodic contours, tonal harmony, and sectional structures. Music of the Andean regions features descending pentatonic melodies and characteristic two-beat rhythmic patterns, demonstrating a strong Quechua influence. Driving rhythms, heavy use of drums, syncopation, and call-and-response patterns demonstrate links to African musical traditions. These musical forms, so prevalent in Latin American music, are well-suited to application in music therapy. They function as critical links to the child's ability to perceive the wholeness from the parts of the musical experience. The structuring elements activate the child's cognitive processes of perception, planning, organization, and anticipation. In the song Hojas, Hojas, Leaves, Leaves, by the group Spanish Together, the use of rhythmic syncopation is obvious right from the beginning in a simple harmonic structure. The chorus consists of one line of lyrics repeated four times, followed by verses that list the colors of autumn leaves. This chorus and its words, which mean "the leaves fall from the tree," set the stage for a musical exploration of colors.
Hojas, hojas, las hojas se caen del árbol. Hojas, hojas, las hojas se caen del árbol. Hojas, hojas, las hojas se caen del árbol. Hojas, hojas, las hojas se caen del árbol.
In considering culturally appropriate instrumentation, we must realize that musical instruments of Latin America vary widely from country to country, and there are regional distinctions too. Instruments can be played by the child, the therapist, and/or in recordings used in the therapy session. Communication with the family can help determine which instruments are particularly salient in the child's life. As always, safety, appropriateness, and supervision must be taken into account. Instruments common in Latin American music include the string family, with guitar, mandolin, charango, cuatro, and tiple. A familiar keyboard instrument is the marimba, which is played by striking with mallets. Rubbed or scraped instruments include the güiro and the cabasa. Handheld shaker instruments include maracas, rattles, and the shekere. Drums take the form of the conga, bongos, bombo, and the cajon, among others. Struck idiophones, such as claves, agogo, frequently two-toned, made of metal like a bell, or wood with a woodblock sound, cencerro, which is a cowbell, and castanets are useful too. Wind instruments include zampoña, the pan flute, quena, flauta, and ocarina. There is a wide range of options. The traditional song El Coqui, about a tree frog that lives in Puerto Rico, provides an opportunity to reflect the song's rhythm using a güiro, or rasp, that is shaped like a frog, with a ridged section that is scraped with a wooden stick. The frog güiro comes in many sizes. The higher-pitched, tiny ones come closest to the rather chirpy sound of the actual coqui. Music and movement are intertwined in the lives of children from many Latino families, and the use of movement and dance should be a highlight in a culturally relevant music therapy program when appropriate. In many regions, family, religious, and cultural celebrations are replete with singing and dancing, and children are encouraged to take part in these expressive activities. Movement is a natural childhood response and an essential part of development. Impairments in motor ability and coordination are a frequently noted manifestation of autism spectrum disorder, a diagnosis common to many of the students I see. As movement is inextricably linked to other aspects of development, a movement disorder can portend a barrier to achievement of goals in other key areas. Improving motor performance and coordination should factor into the goal schema for children with ASD. Using music with a strong, predictable rhythmic value can cue the child's movement response and increase his or her awareness within the task. Many children learn and retain information effectively when it is presented with opportunities to move and experience music at the same time. Music, which occurs in time, is often defined with words that apply to movement experience. Slow, fast, going up, going down, jumping, melodically or rhythmically, and staying in one place. Along with textural, harmonic, and dynamic treatments of music, this movement plane communicates important information to the child in terms of response. Movement in music therapy can include hand clapping, knee patting, and stamping, all of which are child-centered and contribute to body awareness. Movement can be what it takes to play instruments that may be set up in a way to facilitate exploration of the environment. Movement can be interactive through lap bouncing, mutual hand clapping, or swinging. There can be jumping, stop-and-go play, actions with a flowing scarf, and individual or partner dance. When semantics, music, and movement match with regard to rhythm and meaning, the combined effect can be extremely powerful and transformative. Chuchuwawa is a dance song popular in Mexico with various versions. Like its counterpart in the U.S., Tutita, this is a song in which movements are progressively added with each verse. By the last verse, which you'll hear in the upcoming excerpt, the child is required to place hands forward, then thumbs up, elbows back, shoulders raised, tongue out, and more, maintaining all positions. The repetition makes the movement sequence learnable, and the silly near impossibility of the combined actions make the experience a whole lot of fun. Find complete versions of all the song snippets you heard in this podcast on YouTube. The songbook Roots and Branches is a great go-to resource for music from Spanish-speaking countries. The families of the children we serve have important information about cultural traditions involving music and how the child responds to music in the home community, and their input should always be sought and welcomed.
Thanks for listening to this Imagine podcast produced in 2020.